Everyone needs bathrooms, so why do they cause so many issues? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Bryant Simon, professor of history at Temple University, looks to the past for a clue.
A few years ago, two black men walked into a Starbucks in Philadelphia. One asked to use the bathroom was told he couldn't, unless he bought something. Words were passed, the police were called, and the two men were taken away. This highly publicized moment appeared to be an all too familiar and American moment of racial discrimination. I detected, however, another angle to the story, the bathroom, and the key social fact that we can't have true equality unless everyone, black and white, queer and straight, rich and poor, has equal access to toilets. Those men were looking for a bathroom at Starbucks in part because there were no other options. According to a recent UN study, the U.S. ranks 59th in the world when it comes to public bathrooms per capita. To learn how we got to this point of so few public bathrooms, I did what a historian does. I dug into the past. I found out that early in the 20th century, government officials determined that the private sector had failed to meet the public need for open and accessible bathrooms. In response, cities from Providence to Peoria to Portland invested heavily in public bathrooms. When these newly opened public bathrooms attracted an unanticipated crowd of sex seekers, vandals, and the unhoused, officials started to close them. This meant that anyone in need of a toilet again had to rely on private facilities, which led to spikes in discrimination, similar to what happened in Philadelphia. But it also led to protests at the bathroom door from civil rights, feminists, and queer activists. My research charts the rise and fall of the public bathroom. This is a story that forces us to acknowledge that if we want to build a truly inclusive present, we need to recognize access to public bathrooms as a fundamental right and a cornerstone to a more equitable society.
That was Bryant Simon of Temple University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.